History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does it ever end? It's just a fire hose. Chad Hartman, Chris Tubbs, Adam is here. We continue dumber than we thought. We're going to have Rena. We're going to have Major. We're going to get into people can't drive, tipping, microwaving what. We got a lot for you. But this breaks late yesterday afternoon, 4:30, 5 o'clock. That the police chief, Axel Henry, is accusing Mayor Herr of sexual harassment. Think about it. The mayor of the second biggest city in our state accused of sexually harassing the police chief. I think we just had in the biggest city the police chief just get fired, let's just call it out, fired, because he was facing investigations on something that was going on with him that was inappropriate. And while the investigation was taking place, he was deleting things from his phone.
Correct.
Chris, look it up. What market are we? Are we the 13th? Let me quote comment. 13th, 14th biggest market?
I thought we were 15.
Is that where we are? What a run of stories in our state from George Floyd on, which became a national story to, you can just tell me, Chris. Just chime in.
16th.
A madman was attempting to kill who knows how many legislators.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Annunciation. We could go on and on.
Ice.
Alex Baby. Pretty and Renee Good. What was that one, Chris?
You said ice and he said ice and I just said baby.
Yeah. It doesn't stop. It is a stunning amount of news in our state. So let's get into this one. Do we have a double standard right away?
I think it's undeniable.
Yep.
I think it's undeniable. If this is a male mayor and a female police chief or a female other employee, I think it's just a much
harsher reaction. Without details.
Yep.
Right? Because we have some details. Obviously, Axel Henry is represented by Chris Maddle, who is a regular on this show, but he committed to another show ahead, and he's going to stay loyal to that. I get it. I appreciate it. Wish he was on here, but he's staying to somebody else who asked. I have no problem with it, right? Part of what the formal complaint says. Chief Henry has reached the decision to step forward as a formal complaint against the mayor, becoming aware that the mayor's conduct has extended beyond isolated incidents, and that has included sexual harassment of subordinate city employees, including members of the St. Paul Police Department. In choosing to name himself as a complaint, part of what Chris's letter said, Chief Henry is not only seeking to address wrongdoing, but also create a measure of protection for his team, signaling that such conduct will not be tolerated. The mayor spokesperson said would not comment on the investigation. The mayor's deep respect for city employees and regrets any unintended impact her actions may have had. Two of us joke around a lot.
Absolutely.
A lot. Would we want people who don't know us to look at our texts, not know the friendship that we have, the dynamic that we have, some of the crude commentary that we have, that we accept as friends? We probably wouldn't.
No.
And there's probably, well, it's not probably, there is. There's tens and tens and tens of millions of other individuals who have that dynamic.
Absolutely.
And some people might say, you should never do that. You should never. And it can come back to haunt you. I get it. Yeah. Like
when I turn on you, those texts are coming out, baby.
Where's the disintegration button?
Yes.
You know? But a lot of people have that dynamic.
Yep.
And by the way, a lot of people who, for the folks in the audience listening right now saying, no, I would never do that. Nobody would ever do that. You might be surprised all the people who do that.
Right.
The mayor and the police chief, the mayor and potentially other employees in a, you just, again, I want to account for how human people are,
mm-hmm.
the friendship you think you might have, the stress you face in that job, and try to have some light-hearted moments where things can be unintended. And as of now and as of my past and for the future, I never was or never will be a mayor. But, man, there are just certain jobs and certain positions with people who are your co-employees, subordinates. What are you doing?
I agree with that, yet at the same time, I think there's so many people. And again, I don't know. I talked about this in the first half of my show and tried to make it not a defense of her, just saying, look, I need to know more information exactly about
yes,
what it is.
Correct.
But you can't tell me that there are many, many other people doing what you just talked about. And I think a majority of the people in our audience listening now have sent texts to friends or family members or coworkers that absolutely, if saw the light of day, it would not reflect kindly on them.
Yeah. And I
get your argument.
Context, right?
In context. And I get your argument about, yes, she is a mayor. That is, and we're talking about the police chief and other officials. I'm just saying that a lot of people do that, even in positions of power who, going through the day-to-day mm-hmm. operations, that
yep.
you joke with people because you try to make light of certain situations and make light of things because these are your coworkers and slash you believe they're your friends too.
Sometimes you do it to fit in.
Absolutely.
You think everybody else is doing this. I'm new. I'm Mayor Her. By the way, I'm a female. You might think you can't be kind of boys can't be
yep.
boys around the mayor. Yes, you can.
Yep.
And I'll take the first step or two because you guys occasionally, and I don't know, but her perception or maybe she heard, again, the details need to come out.
Yeah.
You guys get into a little bawdy humor. I can jump in too.
Yep.
Right? Let me add this. I have immense, I repeat, immense respect for Chris Maddle. I don't think Chris Maddle is diving in this deep without plenty more information.
Receipts, yeah.
This is not it. I don't have that. I don't have it documented. If I did, I would be spewing it right now. But as a guy who knows Maddle pretty darn well, who observed him for a long time, that guy's the real deal. And he's not just, I need to get my face out there. That's not who he is. But he knows the implications of a police chief and potentially others accusing the mayor of St. Paul of this. So I don't think there's any scenario where Chris jumps in without feeling like I got the receipts.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong because he's, you know, I don't have the evidence right in front of me.
Yep.
If I did, I would offer it up. But I believe that. So let's get to the double standard. Because I've heard it from friends. I bet you got some text on it. I haven't had a chance to look at the text today. I saw it on Twitter. Come on, you're a guy. Lighten up. Man up. Where's your man card? She's having a little fun.
Yeah.
How soft are you? What do you want to say to that part of it?
If the situation were reverse, or if Qualley Her were a Republican,
yeah,
do we think that those same people would be defending it so vociferously?
No.
Also, by the way, just, and obviously you're going to get this no matter what, when these stories are posted on social media, just kind of the disgusting comments about her, too.
Yes.
Yeah, referring to, you know, her ethnicity.
Yeah.
It has
nothing to do with the story.
Correct.
Zero. You know, we've improved, Chad, Adam, Chrissy, we've improved so much in how we treat women in the workplace, how we hear voices. I mean, compared to, take your pick, of whatever decade. But there still are a lot of double standards. And she may have felt that inherently within the job, trying to fit in. But if your default is still like, we see this with a female teacher and a yes. young kid in school. And sometimes, like there was a story recently like a 13-year-old kid. And I swear to God, I saw over and over and over again.
Lucky him.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
I would have dreamed about that.
That's it. He's 13. She was like 25 or something. Are you kidding me? And that's still how you're thinking? Right? That Axel Henry, if Axel Henry is telling the truth, and if others, as Chris is pointing out in the formal complaint, not just him, if they feel this way, that it's crossed a line because they're men and she's a female, they shouldn't say something because they're not macho enough. Come on. It's
ridiculous.
Are you that narrow-minded? Yeah. Come on. And I think there would be even more people, fair or not, here on the double standard, where if Mayor Her was Joe Her, and it was towards a female police chief, there would be a lot more people right away saying, he has to go.
Absolutely.
Faster.
Yep.
With the same amount of details, with a quality yep. attorney like Chris Maddle, a new mayor, who a lot of people know very well, but the public really doesn't know very well, they would say, oh, you can't do that. We should be reacting the exact same way, male, female.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be that difficult, right?
No.
A lot of ways to go on this. Want to hear from you. Phone calls and texts. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Water. Water and more water. Adam, are you pro or anti-water?
H2O all
there
the way.
There we go. Listen, nobody knows water better than Adam.
A lot of water out
there.
Ocean is big.
What was the story? What
that was
there?
Puerto Rico. Ships.
Big ocean. Big water out there.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Among the texts coming in, the chief is a snowflake. If Trump sent him this, he'd laugh. What do you say to that?
If Trump what?
If Trump sent him the same...
Oh. No, you can't make that judgment and just, he's a man, tough. It's exactly what we're talking about. Crossing the line is crossing the line.
Right.
And again, we need more information.
Right.
But you don't, just because you're a man or a police chief doesn't mean you're immune to people crossing the line with you.
Well, then there's a text. What if the genders were reversed in this situation? Would you guys be making light of this? When do we make light of this?
I don't think I did.
And neither one of us did. We talked about how the two of us, as an example, will engage in some nonsense between us. We're not denying that, okay? And so do millions and millions of others. But in the last segment, we went out of our way to talk about the double standard that exists in society, and it should not, with men and women. We also acknowledge, we believe, and you can disagree, that if, in this case, it was a male mayor and a female police chief, there might be more people jump to the conclusion that the mayor is guilty.
Right.
And it shouldn't be that. It should be fact-driven. So, I mean, when I'm saying I respect Maddle so much, I believe there's more information out there. I think this is a person who decided that people aren't taking it as serious as they should, and they're affixing us to it. You led the show with it. I'm leading the show with it. How are we not taking it serious?
I don't know.
I mean, honestly. And you open yourself up. Okay. Let's say, again, we don't know this. We need the Joe Sutri. We don't know that, right? But let's say she was trying just to fit in and have fun. When you do that, you better 1,000% know your audience.
Absolutely.
Right?
100%.
And that can happen in your personal life, too. Like, we're going out with some friends tonight. And I know some of them. I don't know all of them. If all of a sudden I started telling a joke that was borderline crude, and that's really not my move. In fact, it's never my move to go to a party when I don't know people. But if somebody does, you know, start telling crude jokes, right? I'll tell the Funkhauser joke to Seinfeld. And somebody gets offended. Well, that's on you.
Yeah, 100%.
That is on you.
Well, I've just been thinking, like, there's been situations before where I've been in groups of people where there's, like, a newcomer to the group. And they feel like, okay, this is safe ground, and I'm going to bust balls or whatever they're doing. And it's like, yeah, you don't have that capital yet to do that.
Yeah. Right. Now, there's always a bit of an adversarial relationship, excuse me, seemingly between the police office and the mayor's office. No matter the city, we need more. We need more police.
Yep, money.
Money, right? And so I think there are going to be some people saying, now, wait a second. Was this that uncomfortable? And the police department felt we weren't getting what we needed and went to this level.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heck of a level to go to get your money.
Yes, it is.
Again, I have no idea if that's out there. Neither do you. There are businesses that are willing to put a lot of pressure on. Again, I'm going to go back to the respect I have for Maddle. I just don't think with his career the way it's at right now and the respect he has that he's going to be a part of this if it's just we got to put some
it's
leverage.
Frivolous, yeah.
Yeah. Chris, what do you want to say?
Oh, no, I was just sitting here listening to you guys kind of go back and forth about it, and it is something that you have to take seriously, and I'm glad you guys mentioned context, because to me, no matter what, if you're looking at something on the surface, it's fine to make easy assumptions or judgments, but you need to wait for all of this information to come out, and then there needs to be context with it. So I think that you guys pretty much, you know, wrapped up the entire gamut right there. So I don't think that we have to look at this as a double standard, because sexual harassment is sexual harassment, regardless of gender. Was it innocent? We don't know. Was it intentional? We don't know. But, Chad, I trust your judgment with Mr. Maddle. And if he feels like he has some information that would be relevant to the case, then I don't think this is something you're going to go into just recklessly and blind.
Among the texts, if a woman talks dirty to me as a man, I could care less. I think he means I couldn't care less. If that woman decides if I get a promotion and what my job duties are, that changes the equation completely. That's one person who feels that way. There are many, many other men who are fully entitled to say, this is across the line, right? You might be able to do this with other guys. There might be other part of my life, but I'm not that person. And the idea now that I'm a man and I'm a tough guy and I'm a macho guy and I don't want to look timid, so I can't speak out about that? Like, how far is the line then?
And I think people who make comments like that have a vision in their head of how that all goes down.
Yep.
And in reality, situations like this are very, very different.
Texter Mayor Her is done. What do you think she's going to have to show to keep her job? Because I know you. Part of what you open with is just come out and say,
right.
I blew it.
Blew it.
I can't believe I did this. There is no excuse. I tried to fit in.
Yep.
It's inexcusable. It'll never happen again. Is that enough?
Yes, for me.
It's a big start. I mean, pending what else
that's
she
what I'm
did.
Saying. That's
right.
Right.
If there's pattern after pattern after pattern, she's only been mayor for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if there is, again, I don't have it here, then I don't think the apology is enough. Do you?
No. Based on the knowledge I have right now, the text that we're talking about, the very limited ones we're aware of, if she comes out and says, I just completely blew this, you're right, I should have better judgment, it was me trying to fit in a certain circumstance, and obviously I crossed the line.
Two last texts. Adam is being a jerk today. Wowza. When have you been a jerk
today? I don't know.
What have I missed? Do you want to apologize?
There was a woman who called in earlier and didn't know my name, and I said, well, what's your name? I said, Cliff. And then her call got away from us. And
oh, I did not hear that. That's being a jerk? You just were trying to make
I felt
light.
Poorly. She texted in and then said, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry I didn't know your name. I listened to you and I said, you're right. I'm sorry about that.
So you apologize.
I apologize.
Okay.
And I'll just apologize for whatever.
Going forward.
If I'm a jerk, I apologize in advance.
Would you like to open the show going forward? I apologize.
Let me just get this out of the way. Whatever happens in the next 3 hours, I apologize.
How about this text? I'll just leave this one to you. This is the same reason transgenders aren't taken seriously. The floor is yours.
The same reason transgenders aren't taken seriously. I don't get it.
I have no idea how
these two connect.
Yeah. People wonder about some of the texts we get. Some are insightful. Some are funny. Some are confusing. Some are critical as long as they don't cross the line.
Yep.
No problem. And some are bizarre.
Bizarre. I don't see the connotation there. I don't know. I don't get the connection.
Would you like? I'll give you 5 minutes to explain it.
I'll do that off air, and then you can recap when you get back.
And then I'll apologize. Thank you. Rena Sargentopoulos next.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.